to Morondoi. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoi comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate instead. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your one. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poster in, hey. Ham and black cake eating. Now this is Christmas, hey. Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Divine told Nurse June and Dinah that she was worried about Unique's mental health and they decided to intervene. Mala had lunch with Kavita and Kimal, and Kavita suggested that Kimal was using needles, which he denied. He said she was sexually active, but Mala advised her to protect herself. Right now, we join Danny and Uncle Alexander at the farm.
Uncle Alexander, you okay there?
Yes, Danny. It feels so good being back on the farm.
Some days I could lie down and sleep right in. Don't overdo the do-do. Put down the hoe and rest when you feel tired.
Okay, nephew. You have really done a great job with the farm. Thank you.
I'm happy to do it. It's for the benefit of the family. Actually, I think about expanding and planting some more vegetables.
I will help. You know, farming and fishing have always been my joy, and it helps to keep me active.
I know, but remember, you're still recovering from that coma.
Yes.
You see how nice these okra looking?
Lovely, bright, green, smooth, and shiny.
I go in and pick and eat this one right here.
Just like that?
You hear of it crunchy, Uncle Alexander? Nice.
I'm not there yet.
To eat it raw?
Yes.
Plenty vegetables can be eaten raw. Pumpkin, okra, boro, cabbage, all of them we could eat raw.
It makes sense because nature gave them to us. But do you think when you eat them raw, you get more nutrients?
I was doing some research and there are some vegetables that actually are more nutritious when cooked. Spinach, for example.
Oh?
When you eat cooked spinach, you absorb higher levels of vitamin A and E. Protein, fiber, zinc, thiamine, calcium, and iron. You also get important carotenoids such as beta carotene.
Well, that's good to know because I'm getting to like the steamed greens Paulette has been cooking.
But you don't want to overcook them or cook them in a set of eye like you're frying fish and then lose all the benefits.
I hear you, nephew.
When you cook tomatoes, it boosts the antioxidants in them too.
Oh, wonderful. These tomatoes you're planting here are really sweet and juicy.
Organic, Uncle Alexander. Organic.
I don't mind eating them raw.
Raw or cooked? tomatoes are really good for you.
I'm sure they have some vegetables we can eat raw though.
Yeah, like balanji.
That makes sense.
Uncle Alexander, the more vegetables we eat, steamed or raw, the better for us.
Since I was discharged from the hospital and eating the steamed greens and salads Paulette has been preparing, I am feeling so much better. I am so grateful for my wife.
We must respect our women. They're the ones leading most of our households.
And keeping us men alive.
Yes, they cook, take care of children, work, they do it all. And many of them never complain.
So true. What would we do without them, eh, Danny?
We would be lost.
Can't disagree with that.
Uncle Alexander, I am proud that you decided to make these changes. I know behavior change doesn't happen overnight, and for some people to change their diet, it might be difficult, but anything is possible once we put our minds to it.
I am witness to that.
Sometimes people have to go through a serious situation before they decide to change.
Like me. I'm telling you, when I was in that coma, I saw the face of death.
I can imagine.
And I don't want to see it ever again for a long time.
You will be around for a long time.
I plan to live to a ripe old age. I'm going to stick to my change in diet and exercise.
Kavita, what's wrong?
I don't think it's anything, Denzel.
It has to be something. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know if I could tell you.
Come on.
I woke up this morning and it didn't feel right.
What?
Like, you know, things.
Oh, well, you don't have to tell me.
But I don't have anybody else to talk to.
Okay. You sure you want to talk to me about this? What about your mom?
Mala? Nah, she won't understand. This is too personal.
But I'm
Denzel, I am worried. Nothing like this ever happened to me before.
So, what symptoms are you having?
It's like itchy and burny sort of and...
What do you think it could be?
I don't know. I never experienced anything like this. I've been Googling all morning like crazy.
So, you think it might be a sexually transmitted infection?
Oh gosh, don't say that. It can't be that.
What else you're thinking?
Maybe it could be a yeast infection.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeast infections could cause itching, burning, and discharge.
And those are the symptoms you're having?
Yes. But when I Google it, it could be some other things too.
Like?
Chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, warts, trichomoniasis. It's like every STI.
Kavita, don't panic. Let's just hope it's not that, and maybe just a yeast infection.
I think it's just that. According to Google, 3 out of 4 women get yeast infections at some point in their lives.
And that can be treated with over-the-counter treatment?
Yes, and they said sometimes it just goes away on its own.
Okay, but I don't think you should wait to see if this thing goes away on its own. I think we should go to a doctor and make sure you get the correct diagnosis.
You know how embarrassing that will be?
So what are you going to do?
Look, I think it's just a yeast infection. I'm going to go to the pharmacy and get something for it.
Kavita, it's dangerous to diagnose yourself. Suppose it's not that, and while you're treating something else, the real problem gets worse.
So you think I have a STI?
I am not saying that. I'm suggesting you need to get the right diagnosis to treat the right thing.
But how could I possibly have a STI, Denzel? Johnson is the only person I'm in a sexual relationship with.
But are you sure he's faithful to you?
I know you're not a fan of his, but trust me, I am 100% sure.
If you say so.
Look, there's no way I could have a sexually transmitted infection. I'll go to the pharmacy and get something for yeast infections.
Kavita.
Don't try to convince me to do something else, Denzel. I'm sure once I start taking the yeast infection treatment, it will clear up in a few days and I'll be fine.
And what if you're not?
There's no ifs or buts. Jonathan and I are faithful to each other. There is no way this is a sexually transmitted infection.
You know some STIs, if left untreated, can cause infertility, Even an untreated urinary tract infection can cause infertility and other complications.
But that's not what I have.
Kavita, please. Plus, from what I pulled up here on my phone, if you take treatment for something else you don't have, you can develop antibiotic resistance.
Well, here's what. I will just talk to the pharmacist and explain my symptoms, and they can decide what to give me.
What's the difference between talking to a pharmacist and a doctor?
Look, Denzel, I hear you, all right? But this is my decision to make. Let me make it.
Robin, that's why you looking so friend.
Shelly, your friend going through it.
Well, it's a good thing I decided to stop by here today.
I am feeling my best.
What happened?
It's just a little cough. It ain't going away.
Are you still in stop by the chest clinic at the Georgetown Hospital and screen for TB?
Shelly, from since I was a little girl, I always freaking hospitals and doctors.
Yeah, but you're living reckless. You're putting your life at risk. You need to get over that and get over it fast. If it's TB you got, it can be treated. Your eyes all look puffy. You be crying?
Yeah. I cry, smoke, drink, cry again. I tell you, I'm going through it.
What happened? Come on now, talk to me.
Shelly, you think I stupid for not going and test on a regular basis?
Well, I know you ain't stupid. But as a sex worker, you really should be getting tested every 3 months. And you should be on prep too. At least you're doing one thing right. You're using condoms with all your clients. And you really should start using condoms with Machuto whenever he come out the bush. I don't know how you could trust yourself.
Maybe I was stupid.
And don't call yourself stupid. When we love, we don't always think straight. But you got time to change the now.
Shelly, you know, once you and a man having unprotected sex, it's hard for get him to use a condom.
So you can continue having sex just so and hope for the best? Robin, you are number one. You're supposed to look out for number one. Don't put no man above your health and safety.
Shelly?
What?
I talked to Machu.
And?
Remember I tell you that we agree he can use condoms if he go with anybody in the bush?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I was stupid enough to believe he would stick to that.
What?
Yeah.
So wait. This man admit to you that he going with women and not using a condom?
Yep.
Mercy.
Shelly, I never feel so depressed in me life. I don't know what to do.
You see what I've been telling you, Robin? The only person you could really trust is yourself.
But you ain't understand. Me and this man sit down and talk about this thing. He promised me. He promised me, and I believe he.
All right. Don't start crying now. The first thing we got to do is go to the doctor and get checked up for all them STIs. All right, man, don't cry. Once your test come back negative, the baby party done with Machu. You should leffy. He put you at risk. You're going to go on prep and get tested every 3 months and use your condoms. Latex condoms, because there's the one that is protected from STIs.
But Shelly, what if...
No, don't start thinking negatively. Everything gonna be alright.
Okay.
You serious out in them streets, Robin? You can't trust no man or woman.
I really thought me and Machu had an understanding. I really thought he respected me enough not to do something like this to me.
And that man drink up the rum in the bush, you think he got time for think about condoms? Not for them this day, and they're having a splendid time. No thought about consequences.
This is too much.
Alright, don't worry. Let me pray that everything okay with you. And you know what you got to do from now on.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.